420.
Right through, but we can make out the.
Get ready for some underground house Halloween sounds. And get out your dancing shoes if you dare. This is X-Ray FM, where radio is yours forever.
Satellite, solar flare to the right. Am I really lost in space, or an outcast of the human race? Moving at the speed of light, SPS not working right. I fly through space and also time. No direction I can find.
Living in a land of dreams, living in a land of shadow is when nobody's what they seem. I'm talking about twilight people.
Bring it. Something grabbed me and smothered me.
See the light,
I can see the light,
and the light comes on,
the light comes on,
whenever I'm alone,
whenever I'm alone,
the light reflects a vision,
light reflects a vision,
deep emotional incision. I touch your body,
touch your body,
you burn like flames,
burn like
you
flames.
Kiss my lips,
kiss
oh
my
it's
lips.
Just the same,
just the same.
I look into your eyes,
look into your
you
eyes.
Make my nature rise, let me feel you so that you may learn the ways,
let
me touch and rub you too,
each and every day,
like I always fantasize,
like I always dream,
look into my eyes,
look into my eyes,
now scream,
now scream, now scream, now scream, now scream, now scream, now scream.
Thank you. Twilight Zone.
To Twilight Zone.
To Twilight Zone.
To Twilight Zone.
You just entered a world where everything is make-believe except for me. I'm in your mind, I'm in your soul. We'll be right back.
characters all follow whom something scary we heard. The H-Men. On Rodney Baker's Rocket House label out of Chicago. The track called Scream. This was the Acid Pella mix. And after that, the last track we just heard was Party Boy, The Twilight Zone, Bam Bam's Corrosion mix from 1988. And up next, we got one of my homeboys, Freddy Krueger. Another Gene Hunt song called Freddy's Dead. Wait, really? Freddy? Freddy's Dead? Oh no!
held in the grip of a giant vice.
Swaying back. The time has come. Reality is no longer a constant, but another variable of space and time.
They gave us a show. It's up next on X. The following is a program previously broadcast on X-Ray.
Thank you so much for being here. I am DJ AC Money. We got DJ Surrounded next week at the after party, so definitely come on back. Up next on X-Ray FM, they give us a show.
Yeah, that's right.
Cool, yeah.
Yeah, it is coming soon.
And you're listening to X-Ray FM. You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere at xray.fm.
Between the hours of 10 p.m. and 6 a.m., X-Ray FM may play content that is unsuitable for some listeners.
Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to another episode of They Gave Us a Show. And we're really excited because what number is this, Ocean?
This is our 150th
episode. 150th episode! So
you
make some noise,
right,
y'all.
There,
say it again.
I said, you saved the day right there, by the way, because that was terrible what was going on in the background.
Ooh!
So thank you.
Yes.
We won't.
Yeah, I hear you. I was on it. Just took a little minute for it to power it. I'm like, yay! But anyway, thank you guys for tuning in, you know, hearing our 150th episode. You know what I'm saying? This is a remarkable occasion for us. We're proud. And we keep climbing. Thanks to you guys.
We've been more episodes than that.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
50 on this station.
On this station, it's 150. Probably in total, I think we're probably at 300, huh?
Close to 300, yeah.
Yeah, maybe more.
Three radio stations. I wouldn't say more.
You don't think it's more than that?
No.
Okay. For me, it's definitely 1,000. If I total up all the years... Definitely, probably that kind of number.
Yeah.
Since, because that would be, yeah, I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to say, that starts making me look like I'm old. I came out the room doing radio. Oh, anyway, you guys.
Yeah,
hope you had a good week. I know it's been kind of a crazy week, but we hear y'all. We done made it.
Yeah, somehow.
So clap it up for yourself. Yes. He said somehow. I love it. But here we are. I know Osha got some new and some good music going on later on today in this episode.
Do we?
Oh, yeah. I got some good music coming up on the episode. We got some topics later on. And I'm sure Osha is going to surprise us with another question.
Am I?
I hope so. I like the questions, even though they scare me. But I still like them. Yeah.
I'm doing so much.
And we're probably going to go soon and hear the word from our sponsor, 70 Millimeter Film.
So there's a fun fact. Did you know that with her latest single, or second to latest now, but we'll get to that.
Okay.
Mariah Carey has now reached the top 40 in four different decades as she debuted on the top 40 last week.
Wow. Clap it up for that. That's amazing.
Not counting like the Christmas song hitting
right
every year, but like... four different decades with new songs.
Did you know she's still the only one to hold the record to go 10 years straight being a number one? For 10 years. Not even Michael, Prince, none of them. Only her. She's the only one.
Janet never did that?
Not even Janet. Only Mariah Carey. I think it's from 89 to 99. She had a number one hit record every year. Insane.
Was she out in 89?
Yeah. Emotional came out in 89.
Oh, I thought that was 90 for some reason.
Yeah. It bled over to 90, but it came out like late 89.
Okay.
Yeah. Talk about that's amazing, bro.
Yeah.
I was like, man.
I mean, I kind of knew that. I just thought for some reason maybe someone else had done that. But yeah, that makes
sense. I didn't know that she was the only one on that mountaintop, bro. I was like, what? Michael held it down? Like, without it?
Well, he had too much of a gap between.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, same for Prince.
Off the Wall and Thriller, yeah.
Yep, same for Prince. They had gaps. It's not like when they came out with music, they didn't have a number one hit, but they took too much time in between. She did not take no time. She was just putting them out.
Well, that's back in the day. They'd spent 2 years dropping singles from that album, and then by that time, the next album's ready to come out.
Yep, facts. Yeah. Nothing against them, because she was just like cranking them.
You can't now pump 2 years of singles off one album. Now they won't let you do it.
Yeah. I don't think nobody from this timeline is going to do a decade of hits, though. They kind of fizzle, it seems like.
And how do you even measure hits?
I know, that's a good question.
Because, like, not everyone listens to the radio. Some people listen to streaming. People aren't buying the songs the same way. It's like, what do you...
I know, people don't watch videos anymore of, like, whatever VH1 or MTV
something
or whatever it was.
Top 10 hit, and some people haven't even heard it. It's like, what's going on?
It's like, they go by, like, yeah, some of the radio or Sirius or whatever. And then, of course, streaming is how they put together. They use all those platforms to put together the number for, like, who's number one right now. Yeah. Or who's trending. I should say YouTube, that's part of that, too. So they go by, like, who's trending? What songs are everybody listening to now? Yeah, I know. It's different times. It's a different world.
It's a different world.
Yeah, man. It really is.
There we go.
He said, yeah. Oof. Anyway, let's go ahead and get to some music.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
Yeah, we're going to get to some music.
So we're going to get into... Okay. We actually have the newest Mariah Carey. Newer than the one we were just talking about.
Okay.
So just dropped one today.
Ooh.
I was thinking, maybe we're going to kick it up. We're going to get into that in a little bit. We're going to kick it off a little more. In a festive mood, right?
Yes.
Late Lyrics is next week.